How is Seattle's growth affecting the places outside the city? That's a question KQOW's Region of Boom team has been asking. The team just spent a month reporting from Marysville. It's about 30 miles north of Seattle. This month, the team heads to Black Diamond. It's a small town about an hour southeast of Seattle. Joshua McNichols and Carolyn Adolph are reporters with the Region of Boom team. Hi, gang.
Hey.
Before we talk about where we're going next, let's talk about what we've learned so far. The team's first stop was Marysville. Why Marysville?
Well, when the team chooses where to go, we're looking for places where the region's growth is playing out in interesting ways. In Marysville, what's really interesting is it's growing really fast. 2.6% in 1 year. It may not sound that fast, but it's faster than Bellevue. It's faster than Seattle, faster than any other big city in Western Washington. So we wanted to know what happens when a town grows that fast.
What did you learn about what happens when a town grows that fast?
Well, the landscape changes really quickly, and that can be hard for people. I mean, they look around and land that used to be farms, now it's houses. Or in some parts, there's, you know, big apartment buildings, but mostly it's single-family homes and crowded up against each other now. The rural feeling of this town is disappearing, and that's hard for people. But it's not like people who are moving out here are getting financial relief. I mean, they're still as stressed out financially as they are in Seattle. They're paying just as much of their income for housing out there in Marysville as they are in Seattle. Maybe they're looking for this place that balances affordability and commutes and stuff like that. But moving to Marysville doesn't solve all these people's problems.
So that's how it feels in Marysville. What does Marysville's situation tell us about the rest of our region?
Well, Marysville demonstrates the way that we've decided to use land still in this way that supports the American dream of a single house on a large lot with a commute by car to work. That's what people get when they move to Marysville. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that dream. It just has consequences because it's making traffic worse. And when people live in Seattle and move north on I-5, part of the motivation is that it'll be easier to get to work. But of course, that creates congestion on the I-5 corridor, which makes it hard for everyone to get to work. So we're eating up our land with this dream of having a single family home on a big lot. And in places like Marysville, we're eating it up very quickly.
Now I want to talk about Black Diamond. Now that our time in Marysville is over, Carolyn, explain to us, what is Black Diamond like and what's happening there in terms of development?
Well, it's this town of about 4,000 people, and it's in the foothills of Mount Rainier. You could see Mount Rainier from there. And when you point out to people that, hey, you can also see the towers of downtown Seattle from the highest hill, they slowly correct you and go, well, the real view here is Mount Rainier, not Seattle. It grew up as a coal mining town, and it still feels like a coal mining town. If you drive there from Seattle, you cut through Covington and Maple Valley, which are suburbs that are really built out, really explosive growth in the last few years. And then you get to the city limits of Black Diamond and it all stops. It's not like Black Diamond is immune to development. The truth is they've simply been holding it off for the last 20 years or so. And that's how long a developer has been pursuing plans to build a big housing development that would triple, maybe even quadruple the population of town. So that's how long the town's been fighting it. And it's all coming to this head.
So it sounds like we have this last rural town standing near Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to last very long, it seems.
No.
So how is the town handling this possible development?
It's really torn them apart. You know, the resistance to the development has wound its way into city council, and that's where it's really gone sideways. There's a big rift and the mayor's wrapped up in it, and the majority of council seems to be off on its own doing its own thing. Now they're being sued by a developer. It's a big mess. Here's one recent city council meeting. This is Carol Benson, the mayor.
Again, every time I think we can't sink any lower in the muck, we get stuff like this. So I do not support this. I think you guys have buried yourselves in a lawsuit. You need to dig yourselves out and not on the backs of the taxpayers.
So is she saying Black Diamond's going to sink low if this development comes in?
She's saying that each and every time they meet in city council, stuff happens that lowers the town in her estimation. And it sounded a bit from the clapping that others agreed. you know, it's just right now it's a time in Black Diamond where neighbors who've spoken to each other for years and have been friendly are no longer friendly sometimes. It's really eroding people's trust, and there's an atmosphere of suspicion in town.
So why did you decide to report on a town that's fighting over a development like this?
You know, Black Diamond's a test case for how the region is trying to preserve rural towns and open spaces. You know, in this case, there was a sort of a deal. We'll preserve this land here if we're allowed to develop this land there. It's an example of a situation where the trade-off isn't going so well for the town that's actually being traded. And, you know, despite the high drama, it's easy to relate to what people are going through in Black Diamond. Some people are dead set against growth, and they want to keep things the way they are. Some people say there's no stopping it. We better adjust and, you know, do what we can and keep what matters to us. And some people really want the growth and are actually looking forward to it. So we see a connection here to some of the larger and smaller dramas that are happening all across the region.
So Carolyn and Joshua, the Region of Boom team, your team has already started reporting on Black Diamond. What are the biggest questions each of you have about what's happening there?
Well, I mean, everywhere in our region, people are divided in some ways by growth. Some people accept it, some people fight it. But what happens when you fight and fight and fight so much that it just breaks the community apart? Is the fight still worth it? Are people destroying the town in order to preserve it?
And my question is, this is a city that really wants to keep its soul. Does it still have a chance to do that?
Carolyn Adolph and Joshua McNichols of the Region of Boom team, can't wait to hear your reporting.
All right.
Thanks.